It is now 10:30 a.m. on Wednesday, January 6, 2021, and the January meeting of the Arizona State Board of Dispensing Opticians is called to order. Roll call. Dale Nyblade, present. Suzanne Coleman.
Present. And Mr. Chairman, I think that Eileen was going to hang up and call back in.
I thought she did say she hung up and called back in.
I think she said she was going to, so I'm not sure she's on with us right now.
Do we have a quorum without Eileen on the line?
We still have a quorum without her, so we'll continue the roll call. Sherry Mays?
Present.
Eileen Pettit?
Present.
Thank you. And Michael Cera?
Present.
Also, we have on the call Megan Darien, our executive director, Scott Donald, assistant attorney general, and Sunita Krishna, another assistant attorney general, joining us on this call. Declaration of conflicts of interest. Okay, review, discuss, and approval of minutes from the December 2nd meeting.
Okay, this is Suzanne Coleman, and I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes for the December 2nd meeting in 2020.
And this is Sherry Mays, and I'll second it.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded by Suzanne and Sherry to accept the minutes as written. Any discussion? We'll do a roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Michael Searle?
Aye.
It's been moved, seconded, and unanimously approved to accept the minutes as written for the December meeting. Cases requiring an independent audit advisor. Paradise Valley Smoke Shop and Cigar, we're going to consider whether to grant or deny the state's motion to rescind. I think we need to do a motion to rescind, and after we are through with this, we will move on to a executive session and have a discussion with our assistant attorney generals. Can I entertain a motion to rescind?
Yes, I would like to make a motion to rescind the motion for the hearing that was previously made in our last month's meeting.
Case number 20-002.
Okay, case number 20-002.
Okay.
And this is Sherry Mays, and I will second that motion.
Okay, we have a motion to rescind the Arizona case number 20-002. It's been seconded by Suzanne and Sherry. Any discussion? And then let's move this to a vote, and then we'll move on. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
And Michael Cera?
Aye.
Okay, it's been moved to rescind, accept the rescission of that order. I would like to have, I don't know, Scott, do we need a motion to go to executive session, or can I just ask for it?
Well, if the board has no issues for the independent advisor, now that the board has rescinded their, I believe the board could let the independent advisor know whether or not they believe they'll be needing her for any further matters today. There's nothing else agendized, but I would like to make sure the independent advisor kept on the line necessarily.
I guess we have to make a decision of revisiting the statutes that we were thinking we were using that were being rescinded. I don't know.
Mr. Chair, I see it.
It's on the agenda. I missed it.
And Mr. Chair, I'm just asking whether or not the board thinks they're going to need Assistant Attorney General Sunita Krishna to stay on the line at this point. Now that they've granted the motion to rescind.
I think that was the main thing that we had her for. So I appreciate you being on our call, and hopefully we won't need you.
Sure, no problem. Well, Scott knows how to get a hold of me if you need me.
Right.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it.
All right,
thank you very much, Cindy.
Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay, let's move on.
Thank you.
We're on to number five, the director's report, agency operations.
The 2020 license dispensing optician renewals have been completed with more than 94% completion as of today. The late renewal period started January 1st and will end on January 31st, 2021. The notice was sent on January 4th to the licensees who have not renewed yet.
Good.
Megan, how many licenses actually did not renew this time?
Actually, as of today, we started with 906. And as of today, 51, one of them is pending that he already paid, but is kind of a pending minor information that I need from him. So I can say as of today, 50.
Oh, okay. That's really not too bad during a pandemic.
No.
That's almost natural attrition.
Yeah.
Is it because these people are out of work that they didn't renew them, or do they retire? Do they give reasons why they don't renew? Yeah, who knows?
They just don't renew, so we wouldn't know.
They just don't renew.
What was that?
Okay. Well, that's good news, and I'm glad to see we have kind of got over that hurdle of this electronic renewal thing, where it seems like everyone's getting comfortable with it.
Go ahead.
Okay, let's move on to B, the Arizona Revised Statutes 1671, 96, and 97. Mm-hmm. And Scott, I guess we'll need to get your what we're looking at. 71 discusses what I'm looking at as the definition of a dispensing optician as well as an optical establishment.
Yeah.
My interpretation that we are using with this non-prescription contact lens, the cosmetic contact lenses. And that's kind of what I was going by. And, I can see where there is some areas of confusion in there. But the other thing I was looking at on this is on 96. If you look at 1696-8, it's fraudulently, dishonestly, illegally, or unprofessional conduct, professionally conduct the practice of optical dispensing or engage in any conduct that would tend to do harm the visual health of the public. And my feeling that that means is someone that is not qualified to dispense a item that has been identified by the FDA as a drug is kind of what we've been using as our definition. And I think this may be the area where we're misinterpreting, possibly.
Well, Mr. Chair,
yes.
I don't want to interrupt, but if I may, Mr. Chair, I don't think the board has been interpreting anything. It's up to the board to interpret their own staff. So the board is capable of interpreting them at any given time, given whatever their basis for interpretation is. So I wouldn't necessarily say that there's a misinterpretation, but if the board would like me to provide legal advice with regards to the board statutes, I'd be happy to. It might be best the board may consider whether or not to receive that legal advice in executive session.
I would say yes. That would be my suggestion. And that way we can have the discussion of all three of the items that I think are quote unquote pertinent concerning the case we're dealing with, to make decisions going forward. Cause we need to agree with what we're going to do, if we're going to pursue or not pursue the situation based on, the interpretation and obviously, especially the legal advice of our Assistant Attorney General.
That's so,
Do we need a motion for that, or can we just adjourn to executive session?
There would need to be a motion and a second, and then a vote to go into executive session.
All right. Okay. Well, this is Suzanne Coleman, and I would like to make a motion that we adjourn into executive session.
And this is Sherry Mays.
For matters of discussion, discussing the statutes.
And this is Sherry, and I'll second that motion.
And that is for purposes of legal advice?
Just legal advice for on the statutes, yes.
Sure.
So it's been moved and seconded to move to executive session to get legal advice concerning the revised statutes on the agenda. Just so everyone knows, the way we do this is everyone will hang up and call back in to executive session, and then we'll reconvene. And then after we're done with executive session, we'll all hang up and call back into this number. So everyone's got that procedure?
Yes.
Okay. Any discussion? Okay, it's been moved and seconded to move into executive session. All those in favor, we'll do a roll call. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
And Michael Sear?
Aye.
Okay, folks, let's all hang up and call in to the number. Does everybody have the number for the executive session?
Yes. Would you please call the time, Mr. Chair?
Oh, it is 10:42 a.m.
Thank you.
And we are adjourned for executive session. Call in number 302-492-7536, PIN number 93. 93-